WGMU, George Mason University's radio station, on the internet at WGMUradio.com. This is Hoodie from the Bro Patrol, and I am interviewing right now Grammy-nominated international producer and DJ who'll be performing live at Echo Stage this Saturday, Steve Aoki. Welcome to the show, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. All right, we're good, everybody. We have an interview. Thank you so much just for spending some of your time and just doing this interview with me, Steve.
Sorry about my voice, so it's going to be a bit of a struggle, but yeah, I'm happy to be on your show.
Oh, it's no problem. You're my first artist I've ever interviewed. Thank you for that privilege.
No problem, man.
Many, many people know your hit song Delirious, featuring LA rapper Kid Ink, off of your Neon Future Part 1 album. And I know it's one of my pump-up songs for the weekends. So what was your reaction when you heard Delirious achieved 500,000 in sales and became a gold record?
Well, it was my first gold record, so it was one of those kind of notches in the belt, you know, like huge point in my career. Never thought that my music would actually get to a point where it would get that far, because I always produce music just for more of like for a smaller audience, more for like the dance heads.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the song really took off, and I'm just so happy that outside the dance world liked it.
Who was the first person you called when you found out?
First person I called was, God, I don't even know. I'd probably say my mom, maybe. No, I didn't call mom.
You want to say your mom, but you don't know.
I should have called her mom. Let's just put it that way.
All right. We'll leave it at that one. So you've done something not a lot of artists do today, in that you're in between releasing a second part to your hit album, Neon Future, and it's due out in May, titled Neon Future Part 2. So what was the reasoning behind releasing a two-part album? A
couple reasons. One, it just doesn't make sense to release 16 to 20-track albums.
Mm-hmm.
This day and age, a lot of songs get dismissed or get neglected, and I'd rather like focus on 8 to 10 songs at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So that people go through and they like give value to each song. Also, Neon Future 2, when people hear it as a whole, it's a very, very different sounding album. It's got a lot more vocal, big vocal records. There's a lot more depth into the track. You know, Delirious, Breathe the Madness, Fade Your Night Away, those are like upfront party records.
Mm-hmm.
There's one really big upfront record on the album with Snoop, but the rest are very, there's a lot of depth and a lot of emotion. So, I think it's good to separate it.
Yeah, actually, your first hit single, I Love It When You Cry, off the album featuring Moxie, just released as a music video. And you can tell it's a different take than Delirious. Can you tell us the message behind that video?
The video is awesome. It's basically every single video is shot in the neon future. So in the neon future, when people are stuck on their own social media and they like neglect their girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
then you can just order from me. I'm the robot dealer. You can order your own robot boyfriend or girlfriend, and they just basically are the best girlfriend or boyfriend you could ever imagine. So that's like the storyline.
Mm-hmm. You're sort of, I guess, a hologram in the video. Was it cool to sort of not be the main part of the video, but see a story unfold?
Yeah. Usually I'm like a bit of main part, but a couple of different reasons why I wasn't. One, it's hard for me to shoot videos because I just don't have the time.
Mm.
So I like fly in, I do my scenes, and if it's like a non big role, like a side role, then I could shoot for like 4 or 5 hours and then be able to move on, you know, do what I gotta do. And secondly, yeah, it's just fun to actually like oversee it more than be in it.
Yeah, I know. Also, in your Delirious music video, it's a lot more, it's a crazier video than this one.
Yeah. Delirious is all about being delirious. It's like being in a weird, icky, tripped out world where you have like a one-eyed monster chasing after you, and you're climbing up endless staircases, and you're like floating in like neon, and you're just delirious.
That's why it's called Delirious.
Exactly.